Hey, cashiers. We Have the Receipts podcast is coming at you live from Netflix is a Joke Fest in Los Angeles.
Chris, are you kidding?
No, Netflix is a joke, Courtney, but this is not one of them. Our listeners in LA have the chance to join us for a live recording of our podcast, We Have the Receipts, hosted by me, Chris Burns.
And me, Courtney Revolution.
Join us and a few surprise guests from your favorite Netflix reality shows on Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at a secret location in Hollywood.
To be announced.
Get your tickets for the We Have the Receipts live show at tudum.com/WHTR. That's Tudum, TUDUM.com/WHTR.
Tickets are limited. If you can't make it to the show, we still want to hear your beautiful voice. Leave us a message at speakpipe.com/WeHaveTheReceipts.
You may even hear your own voice on the show.
Grab a ticket at tudum.com/WHTR.
And we'll see you on May 4th in Los Angeles. Bye, cashiers.
One of the things that I've become worried about, Crawley, and I don't know if you worry about this at all, is spoiling my children. I've become very nervous about that because my mum and dad, they sort of struggled bringing us up, and I'm not going through that same struggle, and I don't want my kids to go through what we went through. So I end up just buying my kids loads of stuff because they look so happy. I just think, yeah, you can have that, yeah, you can have that, yeah, you can have that. And then I think to myself, oh, my God, these kids are going to be arseholes. They're going to be absolute pricks. You need a bit of struggle in your life, don't you? You need something, you know? All my favourite creatives struggled. All my favourite rappers struggled, you know? You don't hear any grime songs where they go, I grew up comfortable. Wondering where my ski holiday was gonna be. Yeah. Sitting here chilling in the top tax bracket, tried to play polo, couldn't fucking hack it. Yeah, you hear any of that, right? Because that's so boring. And I'm stood there watching my kids and I'm saying to my wife, what are we doing? We're giving these kids everything. We're giving them food, clothing, shelter. Like, why are they inside? We need to put them in the woods for a month and if they survive, maybe we'll get an album out of them. That's what I'm thinking. Anyway, at the beginning of this show, you will remember that I said to you that when my child went missing, I got very angry and annoyed. And you laughed, but I was telling the truth. And let me explain, because it's all to do with my kids being spoiled. And I'm going to tell you now, and I think you're going to agree with me. We've been on quite a journey here. I think you're going to be on my side on this, finally. So this is what happened. Remember, we found our kid. He stood there. We're delighted. And then my wife did something which enraged me. And I genuinely think you're going to agree. This is what happened. She went, oh, my God. We were so worried about you. Come on. Let's go get you an ice cream. We're fucking rewarding this prick. He's gone missing. Completely through his own negligence and lack of self-regard. And he's won a prize. I could not believe it. She asked him whatever toppings he wanted. He's got a Snickers jammed in the side of it. He was eating in front of me, just so smug, just...
Are you glad I'm back?
I thought, there is no way that this was an accident. No way, Crawley. I reckon he planned it. 100% he planned it. I reckon he was stood at the edge of the water, turned to his brother and he went, I bet I can make mum and dad buy me an ice cream. See you in 8 minutes. I'm just going to get changed.
Stream Ramesh Ranganathan, The Cynic, only on Netflix.